Today's date, Friday, November 2nd. We're going to take a good look at where this election is headed between Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney, and we're going to try to make some predictions on what is in store on Tuesday, November 6th. I guess you could say that nothing has changed and everything has changed, because if you look at the map, we've been kind of stuck here for a little while. Right now, as the polls show, Barack Obama is at 201 and Mitt Romney is at 191. And that means there's 146 electoral votes still on the map. You need 270 to win. But there's a lot going on inside of those polls. We still have Nevada, Colorado, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida as toss-up states. So the president and Governor Romney have been spending a majority of their time in those states, and they have been hard charging in those states, and they have used an enormous amount of money in television ads, in radio ads, and organization in those states. And so it will come down to how these states play out. But there's been a couple things going on in the past week. The biggest was Hurricane Sandy. Hurricane Sandy changed the dynamic of the race in a couple of ways. First of all, it allowed President Obama to be president. He was able to assume the mantle of his job and go about helping the country get through this disaster. That's a huge advantage for him for a couple of reasons. One, it takes the steam out of Mitt Romney's rhetoric. Mitt Romney, for about 3 or 4 days here at the end of the election, has really been muted. He hasn't been covered in the press, and he has been reluctant to attack the president because of the situation. Secondly, President Obama fits well with a situation like Hurricane Sandy. His presence, his ability to empathize and to work with the various governors makes him look like a healthy and vibrant and caring president in a time of need. Number three, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, who is a staunch Republican, a popular Republican, and gave the keynote address at the Republican National Convention, has been arm in arm with Obama because New Jersey was hit so hard that Christie has been so supportive of Obama's actions with his state. And the last reason is what this reminds people of is that the federal government does have a role. Mitt Romney has been pounding the states' rights drum this entire election. And when a disaster like Sandy hits, when you have this kind of a crisis, only the federal government has the resources to help pull the states out of the hole that they're in. All of these things have been to the advantage of President Obama. Consequently, what you've seen is no changes in the white states, but you've seen nudging up of numbers in the polls for Obama. Currently, as we stand on Friday, Obama is 0.3% ahead of Mitt Romney on the national popular vote. Now, that doesn't seem like anything, and it really isn't. But what it was is that has changed in the past 4 days. Romney was up 1%, then he was up 0.5%. Then they were even. Now Obama's up 0.3%. That means that Obama is trending popular. And what you're starting to see in these separate states, these separate toss-up states, is Obama is starting to pick up a little, just a tiny bit of steam. Not enough to make the difference, but enough to see that there's some kind of a bounce coming out of Hurricane Sandy. This may or may not hold over the weekend, and it may increase. We'll see on Monday. Okay, let's look at the separate battleground states. Of the 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 battleground states right now, and these are all tight as a drum, Romney leads in 3 of the 11. That's not good for him. He's got North Carolina, he's up 3.8, he's up 1.2 in Florida, and up 0.05 in Virginia. Now, the rest of these are leaning towards Obama. Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania are all everywhere from Pennsylvania at 4.6 for Obama, Wisconsin 5.0 for Obama, Michigan 3.5 for Obama, and Nevada 2.7 for Obama. Those are all not solidly in his camp, but I would think that the Obama campaign is confident of those states. The rest, Iowa, Colorado, New Hampshire, Virginia, and Ohio, are all tight, 2.5%, but they're all leaning Obama. And what's interesting here is that Ohio, and in the end, this comes down to Ohio, I really believe. Whichever candidate takes Ohio, I do think will take this election. Ohio has moved in the past 3 or 4 days from being dead even to inching up to 2.6% lead for President Obama. This all bodes well for him. So what does all this mean? I mean, if you looked at this, you would say, okay, there's a tiny little move for Obama at the end of the election. That's good for him. That doesn't mean anything because these are polls and because it is so close in these states that it is impossible to tell. But it would probably be more positive in the Obama camp right now. Now, two things are totally up in the air. The first thing is the fallout from Hurricane Sandy. There was a lot of power outages around this country. And a lot of these power outages took place in Democratic strongholds, big cities, up in Cleveland, in Philadelphia, places where these are toss-up states, and Obama needs a really good turnout in order to win. If these problems aren't taken care of, it could cause havoc in the election and would definitely influence Obama's numbers more than Romney's. The second thing is turnout. It's all about turnout. Who turns out their voters? It's not like either candidate is really, really popular. I mean, it's not like in 2008 when the excitement from Obama was driving Democrats to the polls. And frankly, the excitement of Palin was driving a lot of conservative Republicans to the polls. It depends on who shows up. And so this is what the get out the vote thing is. About 20 of you are working on this election and you're at the different headquarters trying to turn out the vote. This is happening all over the country, especially in the battleground states. People are working for their respective campaigns and calling and going door to door and driving people to the polls to get people out to vote. This is so tight that there is a good chance as well that the Electoral College and the popular vote could split. In a year when feelings have been so hard and each side is vilified the other side and the supporters of each side have vilified the other side, a split vote between the Electoral College and the popular vote could be really, really difficult for this country to get over and move on and do the things that it needs to do to fix our political process. And so that's where you're at. I know this was a little long, but there's a lot of stuff going on. That's where you're at on Friday, November 2nd. Stay tuned to us. Monday, we will bring you a final update before the election on Tuesday, November 6th, and then we will cover the election after it and let you know what happened. So get involved. If you have been volunteering, get out and volunteer some more. If you can get 10 hours, work on Election Day. I think you'll have a wonderful time. And we will see what we will see.